1939, two major movies were released at the same time. One was Gone with the Wind, one of the most popular movies of all time. Interestingly, the other movie went on to be proclaimed the most watched movie ever released on film. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In 1900, Frank Baum published his book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. It was quite popular, and he wrote many other books, but it was not until 1939 that the movie version of the story was released, a movie that would go head-to-head with another classic.
That movie, it was supposed to be this huge hit. Gone with the Wind was actually competing with it at the exact same time.
Caitlin Steubeman shares the story from the Oz Museum in Wamego, Kansas.
The Wizard of Oz itself went about $1 million over budget, which in today's money is just astronomical. And so it didn't do as well as they thought. The adults went to see Gone with the Wind. The kids went to The Wizard of Oz.
The 1939 movie release put the story on the big screen. But what truly began to help the story build momentum was something that began in 1956.
It wasn't until the movie came on television one time a year that it truly gained momentum again. And with that, merchandising came out and truly helped make it an everyday household name. And now it's the most watched film of all time.
It would be decades before movies could be rented and watched at home. The fact that The Wizard of Oz was on television around major holidays every year, for many years, made it something generations grew up with.
Most people now talk about how they reminisced that what The Wizard of Oz to them, it meant family. It meant togetherness. And it was completely appropriate for a grandma to watch with the toddler in the family and not worry about whether or not it was going to be appropriate.
You can watch the TV version of this story by following American Countryside on Facebook and YouTube. Traveling the Countryside in Wamego, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.